Hello and welcome to the On Record podcast. I'm your host, Ujwala. COVID-19 cases are rapidly increasing in the country, setting new highest records every day. With an average of over 3,30,000 new cases and over 2,600 deaths in the past week, India is officially the world's second worst hit country. SOS calls on social media platforms, people gasping for breath on the streets, long lineups for hospitals, medicines, and even crematoriums are sadly no more a shocker in the country. As India sees highest number of new cases recorded from anywhere in the world, the total active cases in the country is nearly 30 lakh. And the total death due to COVID so far is over 2 lakh.
Yeah, within 1 week, we did see the inpatient bed was from hundreds, it went on to 600s. Mm-hmm. So it is full. Even my faculty, my colleague, who is positive has no beds. My own hospital. That's the thing.
Dr. Prasanna Kumar is a pulmonologist who has been treating COVID-19 patients for over a year now in Bangalore's Ramaya Hospital.
Saying no to beds, saying no to availability, saying no to so many things, So no oxygen beds, there is no oxygen concentrator, there is no oxygen flow. So, yeah, so many things we are saying no. So, this has been little distressing even for us. So, it merits counseling even for the kind of, psychiatric counseling even for the doctors who have been going through this kind of stress. So, it is really distressing.
While hospitals in major cities are pleading the government to supply oxygen cylinders, at least 55 COVID patients have died due to oxygen shortage in various hospitals across the country. Families of patients are scrambling for oxygen cylinders and are even buying it at 10 times higher rate in the black market. But for majority who cannot afford the price, there is nowhere to go. Though the center has now jumped into action by airlifting oxygen plants from other countries and by easing oxygen transportation within the country, the delayed response has come at the cost of thousands of lives lost each day. The horrifying deaths of people waiting to get hospital beds has even forced non-COVID patients to buy oxygen cylinders and remdesivir shots at home, further increasing the demand of these crucial medications in the market.
People are calling me and asking me, can you please provide me the vendor's number for oxygen concentrator? We are ready to buy it. Okay, they've not even entered that window of getting infected, but still they want to keep it at home. They have a fear that my mother, my parents, they are having some kind of lung disease earlier, so if at all they get infected, they may not sustain. They may not tolerate. That is a kind of chaos that is being created, because looking at the way that deaths are happening, they are feared about their own dear and loved ones, so they don't want to take chances.
Experts say the reason for the surge in cases is the lack of COVID-appropriate behavior. In the past few weeks, we saw large gatherings in the country where people crowded for days together without any masks. The Kumbh Mela in Haridwar saw millions of devotees gather on the banks of River Ganges. Thousands of people turned COVID positive after attending the event. The assembly elections in four states also drew huge crowd at the campaigning rallies, where neither the participants nor the campaigning politicians followed any safety protocol. Several states are now opting for lockdowns as the last resort to curb the rate of transmission. As cities close down, migrant workers queue up in train and bus stations, desperate to reach home again. But unlike last year, we have vaccines to fight the second wave. along with Serum Institute's Covishield and Bharat Biotech's Covaxin, the center approved Russian-made Sputnik vaccine earlier this month. The first phase of vaccination drive began in India on 16th of January, and so far over 12 crore people have received the first dose of vaccination, and 2.3 crore people, which is less than 2% of the population, have received both the doses of the vaccine in the country. Given the surge in cases, the center announced vaccination to everyone above 18 years starting from 1st of May. While the center is now taking a series of steps to reduce the surge, experts say it would take a few more weeks before we see any reduction in cases.
This is going to continue for next 1 month. Okay, the mid-May is what is expected to be the peak. So we're going to see much worse. I'm anticipating 100 days.
Meanwhile, if we catch COVID...
Please don't panic. Okay, please don't panic. COVID is any other viral illness. Okay, as soon as you get COVID, you're not dying. Okay, there are people of elderly age group who are surviving without any kind of medication. So don't panic, okay? Consult your doctor, whether it is pulmonologist who actually takes care of this, or a physician who has also been a part of the COVID care. Get a consultation. Nowadays, it's all digital. So get a video consultation. Find out. Look at your pulse oximeter. Check your oxygen saturation. Okay, do a little 3 to 6 minutes walk and again check your pulse oximeter. Check your saturation. If it is not going below 90, don't worry. It is 92 or above. You don't have to panic at all. You can wait for a consultation. You can wait for a treatment.
Thank you for listening to the On Record podcast. Our next episode will be out in a week. You can connect with us on Twitter @OnRecordPodcasts. We'll be back soon.